So while to fully get Paul is for us a challenge, on the flip side, power would find it a relatively easy matter to neutralize his method. Few could speak for him, and power was determined to negate his message that the law is love. And how much more so are they determined today as we globally are visioning a world without power, a world in which we no longer have to worry about its off the charts destructiveness and misanthropy, in which we no longer have to protect ourselves from whatever new horror that it's scheming up. Power's heightened offensive on the propaganda tip is clearly evident here in the U.S. In less privileged zones of the global panopticon, we're seeing escalating war and violence, while for we everyday folk in the privileged sectors on the survival tip, we see rising costs for food and shelter. We see power's escalation of its efforts to roll back our building momentum to free ourselves of them is clearly evident in its breathless parade of sexual harassment and assault charges against left-leaning politicians and artists, some significant percentage of which we may be certain are orchestrated. We've already discussed here how it is that progressive artists find themselves square in the crosshairs of power's ongoing ferret out and destroy our native joy assault. Granted, many of them probably stumbled into the hot seat on a humble, unintentionally. No one can anticipate the degree of emotional damage and impoverishment displayed by these sad souls. And even once you see it, it's hard to believe it, especially their obsession with punishment. It's clear to me, for example, that Woody Allen is being punished for his quite reasonable comment about the hashtag MeToo campaign that we don't want it to turn into a witch hunt. Before that, they were leaving him alone. And the fact that they can turn his accuser on and off means she's an agent. Yes, they breed some as children, as Plato told them. Create them. Don't just rely on the coerced work system, the illusion carefully fostered of scarcity. Can we say it too often? People who get us to think, examine this mess called class critically. People who get us to love and laugh, and who also have an audience or the possibility of cultivating one at some point, become targets. And by the way, we're seeing this punishment play as we speak being done on Alec Baldwin. It was highly irritating to read in yesterday's February 3rd, 2018 New York Times, to read him described as throwing his weight around for having the courage to defend Woody Allen. And Alec Baldwin, I suspect, has also had to endure being a target of power's agent surrounding tactic. Until you know this hidden power agenda exists, and even once you do, it's hard not to let this tactic get to you. It's so anti-human. And with celebrities, of course, they have built-in plausible deniability. What we won't talk about here, but deserves acknowledgement, is the degree of strength, courage, and endurance it took to bear what clearly has been decades of intense clandestine harassment of Woody Allen.